Ah, young squire, it is marvelous to see you. Oh, you do not have to kneel yet, squire. You only have to do that once we start the knighting ceremony. Your master must be so proud of you. I mean, I only have heard the stories of what you did, but slaying a rampaging manticore in one of the kingdom's town single-handedly? Well, it is quite a feat. And your master undoubtedly trained you very well. However, I am told that it is not the only reason you are worthy of becoming a knight. According to the royal advisors, your skills with the sword are only matched by your brave heart, and your wit is just as sharp as your blade. Do not blush, young squire. Your master is an honorable man, and the king and queen, as well as myself, recognize he would never so much exaggerate your prowess. Not only that, but the people you have saved spoke out about how grateful they were for the rescue. You have earned this, young squire. I suppose I will not be calling you that for long now. Even though I have just met you, this feels strange to me. Ah, forgive me. My self-indulgent thoughts, young squire. There is confusion in your face. If you have a question, I grant you permission to ask it. You are confused as why we are all alone in the throne room. Oh. Well, you see, it has long time been tradition in our great kingdom for the princess alone to go through the ceremony of knighting a squire. This is why your master is not present at this moment, nor any of your family or friends. You think it an honor to be knighted by such a beautiful woman? Ah, oh, that is as sweet as the frosting on a cake. Come forward, young squire. I cannot wait to bestow you the honor of knighthood any longer. Okay, now brandish your sword. Oh, no, young squire. Your other sword? Do you not understand the knighting ritual, young squire? No, don't be embarrassed. I just assume you had been told beforehand. Oh dear, this must have been an oversight on your master's side. How am I to explain this? Let's see. Young squire, I must insist that you shed your clothing this instant. Don't be embarrassed. Your body's fit and sexy. It is worthy of these royal eyes, I swear it. The fruits of your training are visually apparent, and your sword looks quite mighty indeed. But before we get into that, do not look away. I wish for you to gaze upon my beautiful body. Do not resist the devilish temptation, drawing your eyes to my nude form. Embrace them and stare in awe. Now bow down, young squire. I'm sorry, I did not mean that literally. I suppose I got a little bit too excited. However, as long as you are on your knees, perhaps you are interested in starting out your ceremony and servicing your princess with your mouth. No hesitation, I see. You have loyalty to match your strength and courage. That is splendid. There. Keep licking my clit. Just like that. I hope you do not mind if I pull your head closer with my hands. I simply need that tongue of yours. Fuck. Oh, young squire. I am lucky to be the one to knight you. You are such a strong, brave knight. And I am the one that gets to feel your tongue on my pussy. Did you place your hands on my ass? No, no, do not apologize. Put them back and keep licking. Do you enjoy touching your princess's ass, young squire? You may squeeze if you wish, you know. Yes. Just like that. I do not stop. No matter what happens, young squire. This feels so fucking good. Yes. Your tongue. It's just magical. My body. It feels on fire. Yes. Don't stop. I'm going to come. Oh my. I was rather fast. I must have been more aroused than I thought. Thank you for your service. Oh my, your sword seems to have grown. Did dining on my pussy turn you on? I can tell, seeing as you have not let go of my butt yet. Do not be embarrassed, young squire. You easily and expertly brought me to bliss. I believe you have earned the right to touch my ass. Now, let us continue this knighting ceremony, shall we? Spectacular. Stand up and follow me. Now, sit on my throne. I will not hear any objection. It is just a large chair, nothing more. Now sit your sexy ass down on my throne, young squire. It's just that the throne suits you rather handsomely, is all. I am aware. I just stated that it is simply an oversized chair, but your figure melts into it so nicely. And your cock sticking up from your form, almost demanding my attention. I'm sorry, I seem to have been distracted. Now prepare for the next stage of this ceremony. Spread your legs out a little bit. Now I'm going to sit on your lap. What is the matter, young squire? Will you not be able to handle a princess on your lap? Nonsense. You have faced monsters most ferocious and trained under masters most strict. Surely laying with a princess shall be no issue at all. Now, hold still. There we go. Now it is only a matter of making sure your sword penetrates my body. I must say, it is a good thing the throne is big enough to make room for this sort of activity. It is inside of my womanhood now. As was expected of you, it feels quite good. You're going to be a knight soon. Are you excited? I suppose so, being more focused on the immediate situation is completely understandable. All right, it is time to commence the bouncing. Oh yes. I thought the filled feeling I had at first was good, but this... I am so grateful that our knighting traditions are so odd. Without them, I would not have had an excuse to do such things as this. especially not with a fine specimen such as yourself. It is unfortunate that fate may only allow us to fuck once. Though, if that is the case, we should absolutely make the most out of it, you and I. So sit still, and I shall ride you like a fine stallion you are. fuck yeah. Ah, yes. You seem to be affected by this, young squire. How do you like this? Do you like this plump royal ass clapping against your lap? Do you like the feeling of my wet pussy gripping your dick like it never wants to let go? I thought so. Yes. You must feel utterly knightly right now, sitting on a throne, a princess riding her cock, her arms wrapped around your neck. You look stunning on a throne. I am not suggesting anything, Parasitod. I am noting the attractiveness of the squire I'm riding. Nothing more. You look so embarrassed when I compliment you. It is just too cute. No, really. You're banging a princess on her throne, and you're trying to tell me you do not feel even a slight boost of ego? Well, yes, I suppose you're right. It is technically my duty to fuck you. But it is pleasurable. I am using many words to describe that because I feel it almost cathartic to be able to fully express how much I love this experience. Everything about it. Oh, your dick is stretching me out. My body pressed so closely against yours. The adorable, embarrassed look that refuses to leave your face. It is so good. I need it. Fuck. Right there, squire. I think I think some of my pussy juice may have leaked on your lap. Is this your own stain? That's okay. I will regret it later. For now, I just need more. Fuck more. There is a legend that spread through this kingdom. The legend states the pussy of a princess gives a newly knighted squire with enhanced strength and skill and increased his nobility and heroism. It is difficult to believe that you can be even more heroic than you already are. That makes this experience all the sweeter. The idea that my pussy may be filling you with strength is, well, it is a turn on, to put it simply. Sharpen your sword in my royal pussy, young squire. Despite the physical toll on my body, I cannot stop fucking you. There is a anger deep inside me. I will not stop until it is gone. Oh my goodness. There's something so naughty about fucking you on the throne. That it is the official symbol of my political power. And I'm bouncing on your cock like some sort of animal in heat. Is the dirty talk too much for you, young squire? Your face is red, despite me being the one doing the heavy lifting. Too cute. You are too cute. And this really feels so divine. And this my strength is leaving me, so I think the legend must be true. No, wait, this is not what is happening. Oh dear, forgive me for being indecent, but I think I'm going to come right there. Oh, it's so divine, young squire. Fuck. I have said that word a lot recently, and I do believe I am quite satisfied with this experience. I got to ride a cute and handsome young squire. Oh yes, I only forget, you must find bliss as well. I am not necessarily too exhausted to continue bouncing, but do you wish to thrust into me until your climax? You really know how to show a woman an enjoyable time. Oh, I'm so excited. We are getting to my favorite part of the whole ceremony. Aside from the time I come, I suppose. You have made those quite memorable for me. But that's beside the point. The point is that I can see your already cute face looking more desperate by the second. The point is your battering ram is bursting into my castle gates. The point is that I can feel your cock pulsing inside me. You're going to come for me, young squire. You are. Now, in a second, I'm going to get on my knees while you sit on my throne. When that happens, I need you to shoot your cum all over my royal face. No, that is in no way disrespectful. That is a very important part of the knighting ritual. And now, are you ready? Oh, who am I kidding? You are barely containing the wave of bliss in your body that came from fucking your princess. Now, unleash yourself. I know how badly you want to cover me with your thick cum. Oh, do it. Do... yes. Oh, just like that. I'll let it down. Oh, come all over me, young squire. Oh dear, that was quite the load. It covered my breasts, my face, even my shoulders. And it appears some even got into my hair. Do not apologize, young squire. You did exactly as you were told. And you did it very well. Do not attempt to wipe the cum off my body yet. We are not done with the ceremony yet. Squire, hand me your sword. Now, ignore the fact that your princess is covered in your hot, sticky cum and kneel down. Honorable Squire, for the loyalty you have shown for this kingdom and the willingness you have shown to protect it, for the competency in which you yield your weapon and your mind, and for mind-blowing sex you have given your princess, I now dub you an official royal knight of this kingdom. So, do you feel any different, young... Oh, pardon me, young knight? I am glad to hear it. You may collect your clothing and make your way back to your master, or your family, or whoever you choose to celebrate this occasion with. And do not worry about me. My servants will clean my body and my throne. Wait, wait, one more thing. I am not supposed to do this. However, if I did not do this, I would simply never forgive myself. Young knight, you adorable warrior. If I ever manage to slip away from my personal guard and into your bedchambers, would you like to lay with me again? Even after fucking a princess, you still get embarrassed by the very notion that I may want to do it again. Well, I suppose you will have time to come up with an answer now that one of your many duties is to guard me. So long, young knight. I will be seeing you.